Listener Production.
Morning, I'm Lee Jollo. The electorate of Bass is one of just a handful of electorates still in dispute following Saturday's state election. At this stage, Labor MP Jordan Crinale is ahead of the Liberals' Aaron Brown by 0.8%, with 67.4% of the vote counted. Elsewhere, Shepparton's changed hands, with the Nationals picking up that seat from Susanna Sheed. They've done it with Kim O'Keefe, a popular figure in her previous role as Shepparton Mayor. Meantime, Wendy Lovell has been returned to the Victorian Upper House, extending her two-decade run in Parliament. It's back to the drawing board for the Coalition, though, with Matt Guy stepping down as leader for the second time. A man and woman have faced court after being hit with 27 offences. They were arrested late on Saturday after a stolen ute was spotted by a mate at Moama. Police followed the vehicle as it allegedly crashed into several cars. It eventually stopped, with the driver threatening people nearby with an iron bar. Police then arrested the pair, who were facing up to a raft of charges. Gippsport are going green. They're getting behind the Game On Recycling initiative, which aims to recycle old and unwanted sporting equipment. Program coordinator Ryan Evans says there are collection points in Bairnsdale, Sale, Traralgon and Inverloch, and to head to the Game On Recycling website for more information.
It aims to basically recycle old and unwanted sporting equipment rather than it be sent to landfill at all. So it includes recycling all different inflatable sports balls, rackets for balls, and even snow sport equipment.
To sport now, and let's check out what happened in the third round of the Cricket Shepparton's Heisman Shield. Maroopna all out for 141, chasing Wayeyes 161. Old Students fell 25 runs short of beating Numurkah. Tyler Larkin scored 107 not out in Central Park St Brendan's big win over Nagambi. Northerners remain on top thanks to their victory over Tatura. Other winners Kai Abram over Karamomis and Katandra over Euroa.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.